Happy New Year, everyone. My name's Ryan, and this is your Daily Nerd Devo. So recently, I restarted playing a game that I have been playing off and on since 2011. No, it's not Minecraft. I do still play Minecraft, and that was like 2009 or 10. It's not the point. Star Wars The Old Republic. Not KOTOR, not Knights of the Old Republic. Star Wars The Old Republic, the massive multiplayer online role-playing game, is still around. Since its launch in 2011, successful launch, still an active game with a pretty sizable community. And even though I don't like MMOs, I come back to this game probably the fifth or sixth time I've been back into Old Republic. I don't know. I think it's probably just because either I want to like MMOs or I just love Star Wars that much. And the storytelling's great. There's really deep storylines for the different classes. A huge amount of voice acting, all sorts of great stuff. I like the game a lot, despite not liking MMOs all that much. And so I made a new character. Even made one today, New Year's Day. I made a new character just after midnight while I was watching episode 8 of season 2 of The Mandalorian. Hadn't seen it yet. Good episode. Would recommend. No spoilers. So I make a new character, and I do this a lot. And this is sort of a problem for me. I'll play a character for a little while, decide I want to try something else. Different class, different race, different weapon combinations, all of that. I want to do new things. I want to try something different. I constantly want that change. This past year has been a rough one, a weird one, a hard one for a lot of people. This past year was difficult, not just as a Christian, but sometimes as a Christian. We saw a lot of hard things. We went through a lot of hard things. We watched others go through a lot of hard things, and I see a lot of people that just want it to all be over. And I get that. They want to start over. They want their new character. I understand that probably better than most people. I don't want to talk about the year that was, aside for the good things God did, because God did a lot of great things in my life, for me and my family, professionally, spiritually, mentally. It was actually a good year in a lot of ways. And I don't want that to be overshadowed by a lot of mess. But I want us to look forward. 2021, yes, is a new year. And it doesn't magically mean all the bad things that were there still at the end of 2020 are gone. But it means the new year is seen as a new start. And I think that's never a bad thing for us as Christians. Starting over, pick up with God, with our friendships, with our relationships, with our family. And starting over in being the people he called us to be is never a bad thing. Maybe not a new character, but picking up from where we left off with who God made us. Setting aside all the stuff from last year. All of that just goes to the side. And we pick back up with just us and God. And, you know, try and build back on that foundation of who he made us and who we know we can be and who we know he wants us to be as we move forward into a new year full of his blessings, his opportunities in our lives, if we take advantage of them, and his love. Most importantly, his love. I'm going to leave you guys with what is easily my mom's favorite passage from the Bible. Number 6, 24 through 26, New International Version. The Lord bless you and keep you. The Lord make his face shine on you and be gracious to you. The Lord turn his face towards you and give you peace. That's what I want this year. That's all the time we have for today. If you want to hear more, subscribe to the show and come join us on the Facebook group, The Nerd of God Squad. Until next time, I'm Ryan, and remember, God made you special, and he loves you very much. And Happy New Year.